Here we are, coming to you from our Canadian home, and I'm reaching out actually to another Canadian musician here, just over the Ontario border. I'm in Quebec, and Hannah Judge from Fan Club Wallet is coming in via Ottawa, which is our nation's capital here in Canada. Hannah, thanks so much for taking some time on this day of rest Sunday to come and share some thoughts about your music.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I've been following you. You guys started up around, or you started releasing stuff around 2020, right? Is that
yeah.
accurate?
Yeah.
Right. And I actually caught your show in Montreal when you opened for Adelie at Sala Rosa. And I've been smitten ever since. It was such a great show, and your personality on stage and presence was just spectacular. So I was super excited to get a chance to talk to you.
That was a long time ago. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I always like to kind of get going, Hannah, about kind of like where it started for you. Like the realizations of when music was going to be so important to you, you know, in your trajectory in life. What were those starting like moments or memories that you have when music was really like, wow, I love this stuff and I need to do this?
Well, I've always really loved music. I also do art, and like I remember even when I was at like Concordia, being in painting class and my painting teacher being like, oh, you're not allowed to listen to music in here. And I was like, yeah, okay. Well, like, as if I'm going to be able to paint anything if I'm not listening to music. And I had music. I was making music with my friends, Kat and Etta. We had this band called Gullet. And that was kind of us just, you know, we were all sort of learning our instruments at that point. So that was super awesome, getting to, like, figure that out with some best friends. And then I was writing songs that didn't like totally fit for that project. And that's kind of where Fan Club Wallet came out of. I was like, okay, I want to like make even more music than I'm making right now. So let's do like another project. But I didn't know it was going to be like the thing that I would mostly do. I didn't think it was going to like overtake comics until it started to do well, which I never like expected.
Right. And what were those tipping points, Hannah? Like where did things start to like solidify a little bit in your mind anyway that, you know, I can make something out of this. This might have more legs than I might have anticipated. What were some of those moments that kind of projected you a little bit higher up into, I mean, dare I say a career in music or a lifelong journey in music?
Well, I had put out, I think, like a second or third song on Spotify, and it got on a playlist, and I remember I was like taking a shower and Michael like ran in and was like, you got on a playlist. And I was like, oh cool, like what does that mean? And then we put out Car Crash in G Major, and I was like in the hospital at the time, and I remember waking up and checking my phone, and I suddenly just had like all these emails from people like, do you have a manager? Are you with a label? Do you have a manager? Like, are you touring? And yep. I was like, whoa, what do you mean? And that's kind of when I had to start like thinking about it more.
Right. Like when you put that song out, I mean, this was not anticipated. What were your hopes of when you released this song? Like, what was your, you know, anticipation of it before you got all that attention or it went viral? What was your expectation?
I mean, I just was putting out music like, oh, I hope my friends listen to it. And I mean, before the pandemic started, I was like, yay, I'm going to put out music and like my friends will come to my shows and I can be part of the local music scene more than I already am as just like an artist. And So I mean, I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if someone like bought something on Bandcamp. I feel like was maybe like the biggest
Great.
expectation, but
Great.
yeah, I didn't think that I wasn't expecting anyone to listen to it.
Great. And like, how do you see Spotify? Like, how does that, like, I've talked to many artists and they say, like, I mean, you could have like a gazillion streams, I'm exaggerating, but a lot of streams, and you're not really, it's not a money-making scheme, really, is it, Spotify? Do you find?
No, like definitely not. Especially with like the new changes they've made in streaming, they're not like paying out any streams. Anyone that's made like below 1,000 streams on a song, which is really
Yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and being like part of a local scene, of course, I'm like that's so unfair to so many,
For sure.
like local musicians and stuff. But I think I like. You know, like the Discovery Weekly algorithm. I like Spotify for finding new music and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely you could have, yeah, like you said, like a bajillion streams. But how many of those are coming from a playlist, and how many of those people are like saving the song and are going to come back to it? If you just have passive listeners, then, you know, none of that matters. You can't tour on like 5 million streams, but everyone just heard you on one playlist and they're not
Right,
like
exactly.
coming back to it. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right, right. So, as a startup musician, I mean, I get asked this question. It's like, what do bands or artists say of how do they survive? And like, how do music, how does, you know, fan club wallet, how do you guys survive amongst, like, is the best way to go out and do shows, financially speaking?
I don't know if the best way is to go out and do shows anymore. I feel like it used to be, and I think it kind of depends on the band too. Like there are definitely some bands where it's such a crazy live experience. I think touring can like really benefit them. But I think at least for me, being able to like connect with the listeners that you have in different ways. Whether that's like online or through, you know, like through email or at shows, but not getting too caught up in things. I think if you get too caught up, you get really stressed out, or at least I know I've gotten to that point before.
Right.
So staying involved in like the reasons that make you love music. For me, that's like local music and friendship.
Right. Well said. Well said. You talk a lot about scenes, and I know that you attended Concordia and you were in the Montreal scene for a while, and you're very involved in the Ottawa musical scene or art scene, I should say. And I hate comparing, right? It's like comparing children. But what's the essence of both those scenes? Like, what are the high points that you find Ottawa versus Montreal and Montreal versus Ottawa? It because you kind of have that expertise in both.
I think that, I mean, I haven't been part of the Montreal scene since pre-COVID, or at least not like as intensely. So I don't know, maybe things are different now, but from my, I guess my thoughts on that would be Ottawa, it's kind of like you have to dig a little to find the scene. Whereas you go to Montreal, you know, there's like a show, there's like three shows happening every single night. It's like Nashville. Montreal is like a very obvious music and arts city. But I think with Ottawa, if you are willing to put in a little bit of effort to find the music scene, and there's a couple different ones. So once you've found, I guess, your niche, it's super amazing and like really supportive. And I guess a little less overwhelming. When I lived in Montreal, I definitely felt a little overwhelmed. I like so many kinds of music. And so, you know, there's an indie show, oh, there's a black metal show, there's like a vape, like an electronic show or something. Which one do I choose? If I choose the wrong
Right.
one, am I
You're gonna
ruined?
miss that opportunity. And yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I love that idea too in Ottawa, where you got a mind for the music a little bit more. Like you have to kind of look for and be aware of what's happening underneath the surface a little bit.
Yeah, I think if you want to be a part of the music scene, I mean anyone can be, but I think you have to care and really actually love it. And I think sometimes in Montreal, you'll run into people that just are showing up to like look cool. But the Montreal music scene is also like so amazing. So many musicians that I'm like obsessed with are from Montreal, and obviously, like for years and years and years, amazing musicians have come out of Montreal. So,
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, I feel like, I mean, Gatineau's in Quebec and it's just right across the river. So it's kind of, Ottawa and Montreal have so very similar, eh? In like spirit and population. And I get that sense anyway, visiting Ottawa and Montreal.
yeah, even just going over the bridge to Hull is like you got Radio Hull, like it's awesome. There's still really cool stuff there.
Yeah, amazing. So you've kind of done this journey. You started off like I've heard descriptors of like a girl rock band and things have evolved over time. And the latest EP that you just put out, you're the only female in the band. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, it's me and then Michael. I'm gonna do like a pronoun check here. It's me, she, her, Michael, they, them, Nat, they, she, and Eric, he, him.
Excellent. So my kind of like question to that is, do you find, well, how has your music changed over time from the beginnings of that, the car crash single that came out that got a lot of attention and was a part of an EP to this EP that you've just put out? What's been the transition or the metamorphosis of Fan Club Wallet over that time?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of the music at the beginning was really, I was super duper shy, so a lot of it like made in my bedroom, and then I have to gather up the courage to like send it to Michael and ask if we should finish it. And now I'm definitely easier to make music with. I am more excited about like bringing in friends and bringing in new ideas, and just a lot less like self-deprecating, I think. So I guess that leads to a bit of like a bigger sound.
Right,
And I know a
right.
lot more about music than I did when I started.
For sure, for sure. I mean, those early recordings, though, like the rawness of it. I hear you say that. Like a little bit of the shyness and the very much bedroom pop DIY kind of aesthetic. DIY, sorry. Really coming out. And now, yeah, it's much more of a fuller sound that you've put forth on this offering that came out in March.
Yeah, it well, for this one I really wanted to do like a full band thing, 'cause I haven't done the band thing since Gullet. And I just yeah, it was like the fan what the Fan Club Wallet sound would be like if it was a full band.
Right. And I read somewhere too that you were talking about you wanted to listen to music and learn from artists of how they do their craft or how they put songs together. And you had mentions like Metric and Pinback and Alex G. What did you learn?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, I think it's just listening to songs and like pinpointing what you feel is like the best part of that song, even if it's just like a 3 second thing. Like we were just talking about this yesterday, writing these neurotype songs, and I was listening to a song by George Clanton where he's got kind of this the music kind of cuts out and he does this yelling part. And I kept being like, okay, we have to do that. Like, we have to do like the call back. So yeah, just picking out those parts of songs by musicians and being like, okay, what do I like about this and why did it work for this song and could it work with this song we're writing? I feel like I can't quite, I'm not sure exactly which thing to pinpoint right now, but that's the broad idea.
Right. So learning from others, and are you saying that just through listening, attention to detail, picking out pieces of songs, you would take those ideas and then apply them to your songwriting?
Yeah, I think so. And
Yeah.
I think it's like that for a lot of stuff too. Like even for art, like, oh, okay, I need help to learn how to get better at drawing. Like hair, I'm gonna copy how this artist drew hair, and then I'm gonna do it 10 times until it doesn't look like a copy anymore. It looks like
Right.
something that I made.
Right. Yeah, no, that's cool. And kind of, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your process, your writing process. Like, how do you come to a song that you're like, that's going down on tape? Like, what's your process really? Like, how does it start? Like, does it start with lyrics, like a line that you might have, a riff? Like, what's your personal songwriting process like, when you're, for your songs?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm kind of in the middle of it changing. It used to be that I would write like a piece of something on a guitar and I'd loop it in Logic, and then I had lyrics on my phone and I would, or I'd just like start singing and see what came out. And it's still kind of like that, but I'm quicker to ask for help now. I think I used to start a lot of things and then immediately be like, I don't know how to finish this, like I'm throwing it out. But now I'll be like, well, I started this thing and I'm not sure where to go with it. What do you guys think? And then if we can come up with something, I'm like, great. But if no one can come up with anything, then okay, yeah, let's throw it out. But I think it's still the same start, but it's not necessarily the same end anymore.
Interesting. Interesting. That's really cool. And you recorded this latest EP, I read in a cottage in Gatineau, or you did a chunk of the recording there. What made you have that decision that you wanted to go isolated wise for this recording?
Well, honestly, that's mostly like there's no way I'm going to be able to wrangle all of us to get off work unless I go out of my way to be like, okay, guys, I'm renting a cottage. Like, we have to take the week off work.
Okay,
If we're just doing it at Michael's house, it's like, well, we could go to work, you know? Or like, oh, I kind of want to do something else today. There's too many like plausible like excuses.
right. And what's that like being like, okay, we have these certain amount of days, we're going, we're setting up the gear, here we go. Like, what's that whole feeling and kind of environment like to create in?
Oh my God, it's just so much fun. I love it because you, even with only like 4 or 5 days, you get into a habit of things. So, you know, wake up, jam, make breakfast, jam for the rest of the day, take a break, play some basketball, watch a movie, go to bed, like start it over. We watched a movie like every night that we were recording that. That was kind of like low key my favorite part. I love watching movies, but
Great. So it's like a bonding experience as well with the other musicians that are there. Close friendships.
yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess it's like going to the cottage with any of your friends, but instead of like all of you loving to canoe, you love to make music.
Right, absolutely. That's really cool. So what's coming down the pipe for you in 2024? So the your EP came out in March, end of March. Let me get the name right. Our Bodies Paint Traffic Lines. What does 2024 hold for you?
Well, I've been doing a lot of writing still, and I'm hoping to do an album this year. I would really like to put out an album. It's pretty much where I'm at. I've been learning how to use Ableton. I've been playing a lot more with synthesizers, so some of that, I think.
And do you go on tour at all with this new EP? Are you going to be doing some shows around
We
Montreal and Ottawa?
are playing Blues Fest in Ottawa.
Great.
Right now, I've been kind of sick this year, and I have not been able to do as much touring as I want to, but I should hopefully be feeling better by like September. So if anyone wants to take us on tour, I would like to go. I hope that we get to play more shows this year. It's definitely a goal.
Amazing, amazing. Well, the call's out there, people. fan club wallet want to go out, hook on to them. This has been really fun, Hannah. Thanks so much for taking a bit of time in your day and great stories. Really cool, great album. Well, EP, I should say. And I just can't wait for the next. I'm really intrigued now with the synth and creation of new music that's coming our way. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much.
Great. Have a good day.